Welcome to Am I Old Yet, an audio comedy sponsored entirely by you, the listener. So please rate and review it on your favourite podcast app. As soon as there are 5 more reviews, I'll release a bonus episode. This is episode 19. Who's a keeper? Just leave those, Susie.
Sure, Glenn.
I'll do them in the morning.
I'm so sorry Jack couldn't make it. He'd have loved the nut roast.
Serves him right, choosing to spin discs or whatever it is they spin these days.
That's a bit unfair. It's his job. He couldn't help it if the station changed his shift at the last moment.
I know. I'm joking. I've been listening to him for the past few days. He's very good.
He is, isn't he?
And I love his taste in music. He does choose the tracks himself, doesn't he?
Oh, yes, he can pretty much play whatever he wants to. And he much prefers working in the radio station to running live gigs.
Just as well, since live gigs are such a dodgy idea at the moment. Leave those dishes, darling girl. Come and talk to me.
Is that yours or mine?
Mine. Hang on. Hello?
Hello. Is that Mrs. Doherty?
Yes.
I'd like to speak to Mrs. Helen Doherty, please.
This is she. I am her. I am her? I am she.
I understand you've been in a serious car accident recently. Is that Kelly?
Oh, my goodness.
Who is it?
It's Jack.
Oh, good. Enjoy.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Now, however did you know about my car accident? Are you psychic? Oh, have you been stalking me?
No, I just want to hear all your bank details and passwords, and I'll deal with all the legalities on your behalf.
Well, that is so kind of you. Now, just a minute. Don't go away. I'll get them for you. Oh, do you want my passport number too, Jack?
No, it won't be necessary, Mr. Doherty. Well, thank you for
offering. Oh, any time. Now, what can I do for you? Have you finished work? Oh, are you coming over? Do you want to speak to Susie?
No, I'm still at work, just taking a break. I'll take you a ring, see how you're both getting on.
We're getting on just famously. We had a nut roast from M&S. Very delicious.
Oh, I'm sorry to miss that.
Oh, there's loads left over. I'll send you a doggy bag. How's your family, Jack? Nanny Louise doing okay?
She's okay. Well, actually, no. She's not doing so great.
Oh.
Not COVID, it's more like she's just fading away. She's lost so many of her friends in the home where she stays, you know, people she's known all the years she's been.
Oh, there. I'm so sorry to hear that.
It's like she's kind of given
up. Are your parents able to visit her?
Oh, yeah, Mum goes over once a week. Well, she doesn't really respond much anymore. Although, do you know, I sent her a bunch of flowers for her birthday a couple of weeks ago and she asked Mum to thank me. Mum was pretty thrilled.
Well, let's hope she's on the mend. Oh, so much grief to cope with. That takes its toll, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're not wrong there. So what have you two got planned for the rest of the evening?
I offered to take Susie out clubbing, but she tells me it's illegal. And now she insists on doing the dishes, although I told her not to.
She's never let that stop her. Got a mind of her own, that kid.
Kid? Seriously? You think she's a kid?
Oh, shit. No. Oh, sorry, I mean, very much no. No, not a kid. Slip of the tongue.
Funny how these slips happen. You do have a few years on her, though.
Yeah, that's true. Doesn't feel like it, though. She can run rings around me.
So, how would you describe her, Jack? To someone who doesn't know her at all?
Well, she's lovely.
And?
And she's kind and hardworking.
And?
Very industrious. And she's cute and clever and sensitive and...
She sounds like a collie.
A collie?
You know, a sheepdog. They're cute and hardworking and clever and sensitive.
That's an awful thing to say. I'd never say that about Susie.
Jack, you just did.
Well, yeah, but you tricked me.
I did? I didn't mean to. I was just curious.
She's told you, hasn't she, about the proposal?
Oh, yes.
What did she say?
I gather she's still thinking about it.
I gather that too. I don't suppose you could give me a hint, could you? I believe you're a kind woman. You could help a fella out if you could, wouldn't you?
Jack, I know even less than you do. At least I hope so.
And I would help if I could, but it would be a very, very, very bad idea for me to even try.
Mom?
Yes, Susie?
Where does the Pyrex dish go?
Cupboard over the cooker.
Are you still on the phone?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no worries. It's still Jack.
Oh, is he coming over to pick me up?
Are you coming over to pick her up?
Can't get away for another hour.
He says he can't get away for another hour.
Okay, I'll get a taxi.
She'll get a taxi.
Yeah, I heard.
Does he want to speak to me? I'll be through in a moment.
No, I'll see you when I get home. Tell her not to wait up for me.
He says not to wait up for him.
Wouldn't dream of it.
What did she say? I didn't catch that.
She said, no, oh no, I'm not going to tell you. You ask her when you see her.
Did I say something wrong?
No, Jack, not at all. I just can't help thinking...
What? You can't help thinking what?
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't leave me hanging like that. You can't help thinking what?
I can't help thinking you two already sound like an old married couple. Do we?
Oh, Susie, how long have you been standing there?
About 5 seconds. Why? What have you been saying?
Oh, nothing. I'm just nattering on with Jack.
Let me speak to him.
Sure.
Jack, do we?
Do we what?
Do we talk to each other like an old married couple?
Oh, no. I've never been an old married couple.
Nor have I. But it's interesting, don't you think? That Gran thinks that that's what we sound like.
Interested? Well, sure. How's it interesting? Is interesting good or not good?
Oh, it's neither good nor bad. At least I don't think so. It just is. Interesting. I think we should think about it.
If you say so.
Acquiescing just a little bit too readily.
And that's not good.
It's interesting.
Susie.
Yes, Jack?
You're beginning to sound like your grandmother.
Really?
Really.
Well, my, my, my. That's about the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
You're not serious.
Oh, I'm serious. And Jack.
And Susie.
Go back to work. I'll see you in the morning. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gran, here's your phone.
Thank you. Everything okay?
Fine and dandy.
What was it?
What?
The nicest thing he's ever said to you.
He said I sounded like you.
Good grief. You were kidding, right?
Not at all. I'm honoured to sound like you.
Well, you do surprise me. And so does Jack.
In what way?
Oh.
Oh, come on, Gran, out with it. You know I'll get it out of you sooner or later.
Well, it's like this. Whether you decide to say yes or no, whether you think he is the right one for you or not, whether my opinion matters one iota, and seriously, my darling, it doesn't. I just think that for somebody, you or somebody else, I'd say he's a keeper.
Hmm. Thank you, Gran. I'll take that in the spirit in which it is intended. You're not telling me anything I don't already know, and I'm thinking. Now, where do you keep the large utensils?
Oh, there's a tray in the cupboard by the fridge.
Thank you so much for doing the dishes. You really didn't need to do that.
I know.
You're just too good to me.
Oh, I know that too. Goes without saying.
That was Who's a Keeper? Episode 19 of Am I Old Yet? By Floyd Kennedy. Helen and Susie were played by me, Floyd Kennedy. Jack was played by Mark Porter. If you'd like to find out more about the program and our company of actors, visit the website am-i-old-yet.com. You'll also find links to support the program by donating the price of a cup of coffee or by becoming a Patreon patron with added benefits. And please remember to rate and review us, then I can pop that bonus episode up. Thanks for listening. This is a Thunder's Mouth Theatre production. And now, here's a song for you.
Trees are green, or so they seem. Skies are blue, it's what they do. Roads are grey, they fade away, like you do. Days are long, but I drive on in a bridge or two. I'll be over Some starry night I'll see the light right through you. I'm heading over the range down to the plain. There'll be a boat or a bus or a train to take me someplace where nobody knows me like you do. Nights are black, there's no turning back. Come the dawn, I'll be long gone. I've time to kill, but I won't stay still like you do. I'm heading over the hills down to the sea. There'll be a job just waiting for me, and people who like to do things that I like, not like you do. Nights are still black, still no turning back. Come the dawn, I'll be good and strong. It might take a while to find my style. If I stuff up, I'll just knock back the cup. There'll be no commotion as I drink the potion that is my special brew. Me and Socrates, I've finally learned to face life on my own terms. You got it, like you do.